yhteisen Jumalan, Isän ja Pojan.
The Triune God, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Jatkamme näitä Jämsän opistoseuroja.
Let us continue Keurulla these Jämsä opisto services here at Keuruu.
Tämän puheen johdannoksi.
And I will read from the book of Job, from the Old Testament, from the first chapter,
lukuun 22 saakka.
Chapters are verses up to 22. And I will read these in Jesus' name.
Uusin maassa eli mies, jonka nimi
there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect, upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Hänellä oli 7 poikaa.
And they were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Hänellä oli runsaasti omaisuutta.
His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels,
500
and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East.
Eräänä päivänä Jumalan pojat tulivat koolle ja
now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? A perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them, took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consume them, and I am only escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. I am only the escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Amen.
Uskon, että täällä seuroissa on minun kanssa.
I believe that there are some of you here at these services with me.
ehkä Jobin posti,
that comes to mind from this tale of Job.
Kokemat kärsimykset ja koettelemukset, että kuinka
the sufferings of Job, that how can be so much given to one man.
Miten paljon Job saikaan kokea elämässään tuollaisia
how much Job was able to experience in his life in very difficult situations. But I read in preparing for this sermon the book of Job sometimes.
Kirjan pääviestiksi tai kirjan sanomaksi.
And the word of this book
arose
something other than the trials and tribulations of Job. They are also a message to us.
Jumala johtaa elämäämme.
How God leads us in our life.
Kuitenkaan tämän kirjan pääviesti.
But also the message was not these trials and sufferings of Job, but what could it be?
Jos menemme ensi hieman tähän Jobin kirjaan.
If we go into this book of Job, to how it began, the book of Job is written a very long time ago. There is not an exact time, but there are some ideas of when this was written,
1700,
2000 years before the birth of Christ.
Kristuksen syntymän jälkeen.
Now we are living 2000 years after the birth of Christ. This text may be 4000 years old.
Jobin kirjan kirjoittajasta ei myöskään ole.
We do not know of the writer of the book of Job.
Mutta mistä on päätelty, että tuo Jobin kirja olisi noin vanha?
But how it is decided that the book of Job is so old?
Tästä tekstistä huomanneet, että
the researchers have noticed in this text.
Toimii tässä perheensä pappina ja uhraajana.
Job is works as the priest and the sacrificer of the family. I didn't read all those verses of the first chapter, but it tells us
lapset
viettivät the children of Job
juhlapainotteista elämää ja he joivat
led a life of celebration, drank wine in their own home. Job was a believing man.
Toimitti uhria myös noiden lasten ja heidän elämänvalintojensa.
And he sacrificed in behalf of his children and their way of living, their sins.
Tulee Vanhan testamentin patriarkka eli kantaisä kertomuksessa aivan siellä.
In the story of the old patriarch of Thor, in the beginning of the first books of Moses, when Abraham and Isaac walked according to the command of God to a place of sacrifice, and Isaac asked his father Abraham, "Here is the sacrifice place, the wood, and the where is the sacrifice?"
Perheen isä toimitti.
In the time of Abraham, the father of the family performed this sacrifice. This book of Job may be from those times. And the wealth here is mentioned as in the books of Moses in the amount of animals. And there is no mention here of the book of law of Moses.
Salomonin temppeliä rakennettiin vähän yli 900 vuotta ennen Kristusta.
Or of the temples, the temple of Solomon, which was built 900 years before Christ. Even though we do not know the writer of this text, we know this story. It is a holy story in the Bible.
Äärellä kuin ihan yleisen historian kirjoituksenkin pareissa. Ja vielä ennen kuin mennään tuohon tekstin sanomaan ja rukoillaan Jumalalle,
että hän antaisi meille meaning of this text,
meille siitä
and we pray to God that he gives us words to say of this text.
Ja siihen luotammekin, niin
and we trust in this.
Oikeastaan kysyisin sinulta kuulijani, että
I would ask you, dear listener, Have you noticed how there is nothing new under the sun?
Miten elämässämme
how in our lives
asiat, niin hengellisesti kuin
all matters
maallisestikin
spiritually and temporally
säilyvät päivästä toiseen, kuukaudesta toiseen ja
they are
toiseen.
Saved from day to day, from year to year.
Jos ajattelemme aivan inhimillisesti, niin
if we think humanly,
vaikkapa siltä kantilta, että mistä me saamme elämäämme
from that way of thinking,
voimaa,
that where do we receive strength for our life, new energy?
Ja elämän voimaa, niin eikö se ole niin, että
isn't it so
vahvistaa ja pitää hengissä päivästä toiseen,
that we are strengthened and we are kept alive from the same matters from day to day? Food, drink,
työ,
work,
jokin muu toimi,
or some other
liikunta,
duty, exercise,
taide,
tällaiset
art,
asiat,
ne ovat päivästä
these matters,
samoja asioita, mutta
they are the same matters from day to day, but we enjoy them, and for our body, they refresh us.
Yhtä lailla
in the same way, our soul
virkistystä aina samoista asioista
receives refreshness from the same matters.
Markuksen evankeliumi luvussa 13.
In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, earth and heavens may fade away, but my word shall not fade away.
Ihmeellisestä asiasta on kyse aina silloin,
this is such a wonderful matter of which we speak,
pienissä tai suurissa seuroissa.
Even though we are at large services or smaller services, heaven and earth may fade away, but my word shall never fade away. These words are found in the same way in all the Gospels except John's Gospel.
Ja kun Jumalan sana ei katoa,
and when the word of God
aamulla, kun
does not fade away,
ja
just think when you awaken in your home, you are pouring coffee into your cup and go out to sit on the patio in front of the house, enjoy your coffee and you look at the heavens and the earth, and you may be thinking what kind of weather it is today, how the grass has grown, all that one day shall fade away, but the word of God will not. For that reason, it is a wonderful matter that God has helped us to come to these services and to the word of God, to those same words that will remain even though the heavens and earth fade away. Faith cometh through hearing, but through and by the word of God. As it says in the book of Romans, we are taught. And for that reason, we study and listen to the word of God.
Jos käymme nyt tuohon tekstiimme.
And if we go into our text.
Ja voisimme käydä sitä ensin vähän jaejakeelta läpi. Muutamia
we can go verse by verse for a bit, a few chosen verses and words.
Tekstissämme aluksi annettiin Jobista.
In the beginning,
selostus, että hän
we were given a picture of Job,
nuhteeton,
that he was perfect, upright, and feared God, and eschewed evil.
Mies, niin kuin Raamattu tuolla Jobin
he was such a man,
että,
as the Bible tells
Job
us of Job.
Paikalle,
when Job
niin
came,
nousivat
people arose from their seats. All men know what that means.
Jos nousemme penkiltä silloin, kun
if we
joku saapuu paikalle,
stand up when someone comes.
Ihminen, ja
Job
Raamattu
was
sanoi,
such
että,
a man, and the Bible tells us.
Sen vuoksi, että
for that reason,
hän oli niin uskollinen,
he was so faithful,
rehellinen mies,
so honest and upright.
Me yritämme toimia.
Faithfulness is so that we try to act honorably towards God.
Toiset uskovaiset,
even then when other people, other believers, someone close who was not close to us.
Yritämme parhain keinoin kilvoitella syntiä vastaan.
To battle against sin.
Ja nuhteettomuus, että emme anna synnille lupaa.
Uprightness is that we do not give permission for sin.
Sydämessämme ei tulisi tilannetta,
that in our heart,
pienempi tai isompi synti.
If there is some smaller or bigger sin,
ääntä, jossa Pyhä Henki puhuu,
against our conscience when the Holy Spirit speaks,
tilaa.
That we do not give room ehkä for this.
Yksi tällainen kiusaus,
maybe
tai koettelemus
a temptation, a trial in this time especially,
on ajan käyttö,
is how we spend our time, our free time.
Aivan valtavasti.
Has increased so greatly. In the 60s and 70s, we still had many farms, and we worked until late on Saturday, and the sauna was warmed on Saturday
eve,
and we began to prepare for Sabbath. I have not lived in that time. And there are you, many of you here to whom that was every day. Our free time has been increased. And those temptations, to serving something that is not godly. Now there are the soccer tournaments.
Meno kaikessa ihmiskunnian seuraamisessa.
And in following this of honoring man is a place to be watchful for every believer. Someone may think it is not serving in on God to follow soccer. But if we think for a moment that what is God and what is an on God,
Jumala on se, johon turvaamme.
God is whom we take comfort in our lives,
Jumala on se,
who protects us. God is that
jonka vuoksi teemme valintoja ajan,
why
ajan
we make choices in our using our time,
omien tekojemme vuoksi,
in doing our own deeds.
Ja kaikki tämä voidaan
and all this
myös johonkin muuhun kuin Jumalaan.
Can also be channeled into something that is not of God. The Bible says there is no other God than God Almighty, the Creator,
Herra ja kuningas, taivaallinen isämme.
Our Heavenly Father.
Sen sijaan, jos käytämme ajamme,
if we use our time
ja rahamme johonkin muuhun,
and money,
niin siitä voi tulla meille epäjumala, että vaikka se ei olekaan
for something else that can become an ungod, something that is not godly to us,
sydämemme kiintyy,
and our hearts may become attached to this. And the Bible warns us that where is your reward, there is your heart.
Jumalan palvelus.
This is the service of God. There where your heart, your reward is, there is your heart.
Rahaa ja erilaiset
ajanvietteet. And isn't that our increased free time money, etc.
Jobista annettiin todistus, ei Job.
A testimony was given of Job. Job was not without sin.
Uhri Jumalan palvelusta ja
he sacrificed
ei ollut ristiriidassa uskon kanssa.
Different things. His life was not in
Jumala meille
crisis with
vastaa,
God. But what does God answer to us?
Epäjumalan palvelukseen tai
in serving
tai
ungodly things or being tempted into other things, what does God answer to us of those? In the letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 10, Teitä kohdannut are such kiusaus words.
Ei ole mitenkään
the temptation on you is not.
Jokaista ihmistä kaikkina aikana on kiusattu.
Every man has been tempted. God will not reject us.
Jumala voi luottaa. Hän ei salli kiusauksen.
We can trust in God. He will not let temptations overcome us.
Hän samalla but letting you become tried, niin että he prepares tämä on Jumalan vastaus meidän an entry. Elämämme valintoihin.
This is what God says about our choices in life.
Ja niihin valintoihin, jotka eivät
and those choices
pyhyytensä ja vanhurskautensa, hänen tahtonsa mukaisia.
Are not according to his will, his holiness. God has prepared for us how we can put these sins away into which we fall so often. He does not want us to be traveling bound or sinful into our sinfulness. Jesus Christ was tried in the same way, tempted in the same way as any one of us. He did not fall into sin. For that reason, Jesus and God are able to help us. And this is a wonderful matter.
No Jobin elämästä ja tästä tekstistä vielä.
In our text here, the life of Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Hänelle Jumala oli antanut sen kokoisen perheen.
God had given him this size of a family.
Jobilla oli myös omaisuutta paljon.
Job also had lots of wealth.
Ei sano, että omaisuus olisi väärin. Että sellainen
the Bible does not tell us that wealth is wrong. This thought may rise from our own enviousness. The Bible warns us of
ahkerat kädet tuottavat rikkauden. Jos on talossa ahkerat vanhemmat ja ahkerat lapset.
Busy hands are a blessing. If we have busy hands in our home,
ja tuottaakin hedelmää.
That aikainen may bring forth
lintu.
Fruit.
Madonnappaa,
the early bird
sanotaan,
grabs the worm, as it is said.
Herran tahdon jälkeen.
All these go according to the will of God.
Ja sitten tekstissämme seuraavaksi.
And then in our text,
oli tuollainen koko Raamatun kirjojen joukossa hyvin harvinainen tilannekuvaus. Siellä kerrottiin, miten
came a rare
ja enkelit,
occurrence.
Tai tässä sanottiin, että Jumalan pojat minulle ei ihan selvinnyt.
When here it says that the sons of God, I am not sure what these sons of God are, but Satan was also among them. Satan was a fallen angel. Maybe they were the angels who came before God.
Ja tässä on sellainen kaunis kuvaus siitä, että
there is this wonderful picture of this, that they were before God.
Enkelit ja kaikki ovat Jumalan kasvojen edessä. Kukaan
all are before the face of God. No one can run away from God.
Ja tämä koskee myös
the angels and everyone. This also touches the enemy of the soul.
Jumalan kasvojen edessä, jos
the enemy of the soul must stand before the face of God if he so commands. And also if he asks, where are you? Satan must answer and say that he has walked to and fro in earth and up and down it.
On Jumala vielä varannut viimeisen loppusijoituspaikankin, joka on iankaikkinen ero Jumalasta.
And God has set this everlasting time when he is separated from God.
Ja Jumala kävi
and God
kysyi
began to speak. He asked Satan, have you noticed
tätä palvelijani Jobia.
This servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth.
Jumala sieluvihollisille kertoi. Jumalalla on kaikki valta.
The Lord said unto Satan, God has all the power on heaven and earth. He has created everything we see and everything we cannot see.
No, Saatanan vastaus Herralle.
Then Satan answered the Lord.
Tulee ilmi se, miten langennut tuo sieluvihollinen on. Hän sanoi,
and this shows us how fallen the enemy of the soul is. He asked, doth Job fear God for naught?
Ja tässä
for you have blessed him.
Tähän kohtaan,
and here we will come back to this portion at the end of this sermon, if
mutta
we remember.
Ehkä Saatanalla oli tällainen ajatus, että
but Satan had such a thought,
jotka kokevat Jumalan siunausta,
that only those who feel this blessing of God, God as if buys his own children with his blessing,
tällaisella menestykselläkin, mitä Jobin
or even with rising up so high in your life.
Vallan, että saat tehdä
and Satan,
mitä,
the Lord gave Satan such power
kaikille,
that you
on
can do whatever
kirjan
you want with everything that Job has.
Kun Job ei sitten syyttänytkään Jumalaa, eikä
and in the end, when Job did not
Jumalaa, niin
blame God or swear
Saatanalle
at God,
vallan, kun hän tuli nurisemaan siitä, että anna minun koskea hänen itsensä, niin kyllähän sitten kiroaa sinut.
And Satan came then begging the Lord that let me touch him and then he will swear against you. And God
sitten eräs kysymys,
gave permission and then Job had a question.
Kohti koko tämä Jobin kirjan loppu, jota emme ymmärrettävästi lukeneet tässä, niin
which we did not read.
Kuvaamaan tätä Jobin kysymystä,
but begins to picture
sitä,
this question of God and the answer of the question of Job and the answer of God.
Löytää Jumalan sanomaksi ja puheeksi meille.
And that what we can find from this text for as the word of God to us.
Kun Job kuuli nuo Jobin postiksi tai Jobin viestiksi nimetyt uutiset.
When Job received these messages from his messengers, he lost all that he had, all his wealth, and he lost his family.
Silloin hän nousi ja repäisi viittansa. Hän ajoi päänsä paljaaksi.
Then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head and fell down to the ground and worshipped. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job ripped his mantle off. The mantle is brought out in the Old Testament in many other places.
Lähi-idän maissa.
And in the far east,
näemme esimerkiksi hautajaiskulkueita.
We see funeral processions
kaduilla ja
where people walk along the road
surua muille ihmisille.
And show their sorrow to other people. They are sorrowing.
Ja Vanhan testamentin aikana
and during the Old Testament,
tuo vaatteiden repäisy,
tearing off the mantles,
kuningas Hiskian kohdalla, kun Hiskia
was also on the part of
syntiin.
King Hezkian. He had fallen into sin.
Tuli Jumalan sanan tuoja,
and the word of God approached him.
Hiskialle annettiin,
and Hiskia was
sanat,
given
että,
those words.
Että sinä tulet kuolemaan olet sairastunut,
that you are to die, you have become so ill.
Tai tuo repäisy saattoi merkitä myös katumusta.
And the ripping off of his robe can also show that he
ehkä kauhistusta myös.
Was sad over this or was afeared.
Mutta kaiken tämän keskellä Job
but in the midst of all this, Job did not
syyttänyt häntä.
Blame the Lord.
Jobin kirjan viesti tai opetus
the message in the book of Job is not that
siitä, että miksi elämässä on kärsimystä.
That we would learn why there is suffering in life.
Se on niin suuri kysymys, että me sitä kukaan tiedä.
That is such a great
ja varmasti
question that none of us could know.
Tai
and I would think that if someone kärsii, here at these services or someone niin, who else who is listening elsewhere who is suffering,
tilannetta voi pahentaa se, jos me ihmisinä yritämme tarjota vastausta.
That if we as people try to answer this question as to why
mutta
one has to suffer.
Tätä Jobin kirjaa kun lukee, niin sieltä luku,
but reading the book of Job,
kysymys, että
there is a question of Job that arises.
Hänellä alkaa tulla tällainen kysymys Jumalalle.
Job begins to question,
onko tämä kaikki todella sinun hallussasi?
That is this all in your
tai että selitä Jumala minulle, että miksi
from you to explain to me Lord why life has so much suffering.
Se tulee esille siellä useammassa jakeessa.
It is brought out in many different verses.
Täältä.
I will see if I can find them from here.
Jobilla oli tällainen toive, hän sanoo luvussa 9.
Job had such a wish.
Välimies meidän välillämme.
That there could be a messenger between them.
Puhuu siitä, miten
and then he speaks
kaukana,
how God is far, that he cannot hear.
Hän väittää Jumalalle, että Jumala ei kuule häntä.
He tells God that God is not hearing him.
Sellaiseen paikkaan tai tällainen ajatus alkaa nousemaan siitä, että Jumala ei enää hallitse tätä luomakuntaa.
That God is not containing this creation.
Silloin Jumala myös vastaa Jobille.
God answers to Job.
Jumalan sanoma ei tule Jobin ystävien kautta, jotka
his words do not come through his friends.
Kolme Jobin ystävystä.
There was three friends of Job who approached him. When they begin to speak,
ajatus, että Job on tehnyt jotain väärää.
They think in such a way that Job has done something wrong. He has sinned.
Jumala rankaisee häntä.
And for that reason, God is punishing him.
Tiedettiin hänestä oli
but Job had not sinned.
Hyvä todistus uskovaisena, niin
there was a good testimony of him
vielä
as a believer.
Että Job on salaa
and
tehnyt
Job's
väärin.
Friends that Job
siksi
has done
Jumala
something in secret. And that is why
Jumalan
God is punishing him.
Mieleen eivät olleet nämä Jobin ystävien kärsimyksen selitykset tai
these reasons for suffering of Job's friends were not from God. Here at the end of the book of Job, in chapter 42, verse 7,
Herran tuolle Elifasille, joka oli yksi noista kolmesta ystävästä, minä olen
he tells Eliphaz's
sillä te olette puhuneet minusta vastoin
and it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. God gives a beautiful testimony that the crying of Job, complaining against God, is not wrong.
Se on meidän oikeutemme silloin, kun
it is our right.
Jumala on hyvä Jumala.
When it is difficult in life, God is a good God.
Joku ihminen, onko se sinulle puoliso, ystävä tai
just think of some person, your spouse, friend or someone else is beside you.
Hyvä kertoa hänelle mitä
and it is good for you to tell him what you feel in your heart and what you wish for.
Voisit kertoa mitä oikeasti sinulle kuuluu.
And you can speak of what really matters to you,
jonka puoleen voit tällä tavoin kääntyä.
You have God.
Hän läpi Raamatun
unto whom you can turn also. This is what he wishes for us. Telling us to take comfort in him, not to take comfort only in your own understanding, but to leave everything in the hands of God. Or in days of distress,
niin minä olen auttava sinua ja sinä olet kunnioittava minua.
To call out my name and I will help you.
Juuri nyt.
This is how God is now and at this moment.
Jokaisena päivänä saat aina kääntyä.
And every day
psalmeissa
you can turn and say, as it says in the Psalms, God, my God.
Jumala on tuntee sinun elämäsi.
God knows you, he knows your life.
Aivan luita ja ytimiä myöten. Pieninkään luusi
even into the
ei ole Jumalalta
bones.
Salassa.
Even the smallest bone is not in secret from him, as it says in Psalm.
Ainutkaan hiuskarva putoa.
And not even a hair shall fall from your head.
Jumala ei tiedä sitä.
That God does not know of this. When we have such a God,
sitä oikeutta, että meillä on aina
let us use that right.
Helpompia tai vaikeampia tilanteita, niin
that when in our lives we have easier or harder times, we can turn and speak to God all that weighs on our mind.
Kuitenkin tuo Jobin kysymykseksi oli
the question of Job had arisen.
Ehkä syytökseksi Jumalaa vastaa se, että Jumala ei kykene hänen elämäänsä hallitsemaan, niin silloin
that God
tämä kirja päättyy siihen ja
rule in his life.
Että tuo Jumala itse myrskyssä alkaa
that
puhumaan,
God
antaa tuollaisen voimakkaan
in the storm begins to speak and gives a
myrskystä.
Powerful
hän
answer. He speaks
sen,
of a storm.
Job ihmisenä on aivan liian pieni.
That Job as a man is small.
Jumalaa tasaveroiseksi keskustelukumppaniksi.
To speak.
Job on aivan liian pieni.
As equal to God, Job is too small.
Kysymystä vastausta kysymykseen miksi elämässämme tapahtuu tällaisia asioita.
To receive an answer that why do these things happen in our life.
Itse alkaa puhumaan myrskystä. Hän
God himself begins to speak of a storm. He shows Job.
Tähdet paikoilleen. Sinäkö olet luonut nämä ja nämä.
Have you put the stars? Have you created these wild animals? Have you judged people according to their deeds? Do you rule over man?
Ja tutkit ihmisen sydämen ja annat,
and do you study their hearts?
Oikeamielisen
tuomion? And do you give the right judgment? All
Jobille.
This, God begins to speak
ja
to Job.
Ehkä sen ihanin opetus meille tänään siitä on se, että
and maybe me emme the greatest lesson to us today is
vaatia vastausta tällaisiin
we cannot demand answers from God to all this.
Ja juuri se on hyvin lohdullista.
And that onneksi is comforting.
Niin Jumala,
we have such a almighty God that his goodness
ylittää kaiken meidän
and that his way of caring for us goes way
kaikki
above our
ne tasot, millä me
ways of discussion
tätä
of
elämää.
How we understand this life.
Kun Jumala oli luetellut näitä omia ihmeellisiä tekojaan,
when God had spoken of his miracles,
virtahevon ja krokotiilin,
he had created the crocodile, the hippopotamus, the oxes, hawks, stars. He manages the weather, the depth of the oceans, light and darkness, a place of dwelling. And then Job began to understand
että kaikki on todella Jumalan vallassa.
Luvusta that all is in God's power. And then Job answered the Lord, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee.
Kuka on tämä, joka peittää tarkoitukseni mielettömillä puheillaan? Kuka peittää Jumalan tarkoitukseni?
Who hideth counsel without knowledge?
Minä se olen.
It is I. I have spoken without understanding things too wonderful for me. Here I beseech thee and I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
Tuo tomussa ja tuhkassa katuminen.
Our repenting in dust and ashes shows.
Ja voimme näin tästä uskoa ja luottaa, että
and we can believe and have trust.
Vaatimuksiin oli
that these demands of Job
epäilystä
were doubts.
Tai sellaista syntiä ja heikkoutta
or such
tullut,
sin and weakness
asuu,
had come that which lives in man.
Jaksa uskoa
that we do not have strength to believe
hyvää
goodness
niin
from God.
Edellisessä puheessa,
but as in the sermon
kuulimme,
before us
uskossa
we
ei
heard
kyse siitä.
It is not a question of faith, of such fulfillment
tallettaa, vaan
that we could keep in our hearts.
Jeesuksen Kristuksen
faith is the fulfillment of the Lord
siitä,
Jesus Christ.
Samalla aikaa syntisiä,
faith is that we can at the same time be sinful and at the same time righteous.
Jumalasta, siitä, mitä Jumala
it is
tekee
of God
hyväksemme.
That what God does
siitä,
in our behalf,
me pyrkisimme tekemään.
Not what we try to do.
Viittaa elämän vanhurskauteen, vaan siihen, että
in the righteousness
me
of life,
itse
but that we would try
sydämemme ja jotenkin
to keep faith in our heart
oikein, niin siitä on meille
and think that when we do right,
rakennettu. Uskossa on kyse
faith is
yksin armosta, yksin uskosta ja yksin Kristuksen
grace,
ansion tähden.
Faith and
kyse
for the sake of Christ,
lahjasta,
a gift from God,
joka on valmistettu jokaista
which has been prepared for every man
Kristus
in this world.
Kuoli Golgatan ristillä ja
Christ died on the cross in Golgotha and atoned for the sins of the whole world.
Ja nyt me
and now
armosta olla tuota
Jumalan. We can through grace
omalle sydämelle ja
be putting the goodness of God in our hearts. And God calls even to those who are not a part of this faith
sovintoon minun kanssani.
To submit yourselves to repentance.
Jumalan armo on niin suuri, että
the grace of God is so great.
Jos koet sydämessäsi, että
if you feel in your heart
anteeksi antamattomien syntien
that you have sins that are not forgiven,
sydämessäsi
unbelief in your heart
ja hänen suuruutensa on niin valtava, niin älä ajattele, että
do not think
ovat niin isoja, ettei niitä voi antaa
that your sins are so great that they cannot be forgiven.
Ajattele, että
and do not think
parannuksen tekoa, että ehkä se
that you have pushed repentance so far away that the day of visitation has gone by.
Sanassa on se ihana lupaus. Jeesus itse antaa
the word of God has that promise. Jesus himself gives this, that no temporal father is such that to a child who asks for bread would give him a stone. That God also would give that what one is asking for. And this gospel belongs to the sin, the most sinful. You, whom the enemy of the soul has tempted, that repentance is not possible anymore on your behalf, wherever you are. Maybe listening to the radio, maybe listening through some other, or maybe here at services.
Sana on edelleen totta, että
the word of God is such that God will not give you the stone when we ask for bread from him. God will not answer negatively. He will proclaim that your sins can be forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. And thus you can own that righteousness prepared by God unto peace and joy in your heart.
Ja sinulle, joka
and you
tästä uskosta olet jo osallinen, niin
who are a part of this faith, I wish to comfort you.
Juuri sille paikalle ja niihin
you can, at that place where you find yourself, wherever you are, you can believe comforting. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood.
Jumala on hyvä.
God is good.
Herra on hyvä. Iäti kestää.
The Lord is good.
Hänen
and his grace will last.
Polvesta polveen. Taivaan Isä tahtoo
his faithfulness from generation to generation.
Sinua,
the Heavenly Father wishes.
Joka koet
to you who feel weakness and smallness before God, he wishes to uplift you, carry you, and comfort you. Do not look at yourself.
Jeesusta Kristusta ja hänen
to look at Jesus Christ
jotka
and at his
vuosivat Jeesuksen veren
bloody wounds that were bleeding on Golgotha in behalf of our sins. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood.
Näin Jumala itse toimii meidän
thus God
meidän
himself acts in our behalf. He knows our lives. He is so much greater than us. We cannot comprehend this. He will carry us
taivaan kotiin.
One day
varma
to our heavenly home.
Älä epäile sitä ollenkaan. Jos huominen päiväkin murheensa tuo, niin miksi nyt kantaisin niitä, kun Herrani
do not doubt that.
Silloin apunsa suo, niin
for God will carry
niin saamme Jumalaa näin kiittää
us.
Hänen
and we can give thanks unto him for his good
Jeesus
care. In Jesus' name, amen.